Miriam, are you there? Testing, Miriam.
Okay, can our Zoom people hear us?
I
Bobby,
hear
are
you
you on
loud and
board?
clear.
Bobby tries again. Can you hear us, Bob?
Bob's not in here yet.
Okay. But looks like Rich and Mike. Jeff, can you hear us okay?
I can hear you.
Okay. Oops. Now Bobby's going to call in.
Can you hear me now?
Okay. Bobby Hernandez from the 1st District, a Democratic appointee. Are you here?
Yes, present.
Okay, present. And we're back on the record. We have more than a quorum. We have unanimous attendance today. Next order of business is the reading and approval of the minutes. You've received the minutes. And I think that we have some additions. So I'd like to open up any motions to add or correct the minutes.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair, I'd like to add the minutes that I emailed into everybody this morning, along with a statement that is referenced therein, and which is referenced in the earlier minutes as well.
I have a second.
Second.
Okay. The motion in front of you now is for the minutes to be added with Mr. Munyon's written statement that he read yesterday and add that to the minutes. And also another specific thing, Mr. Munyon, besides your...
Yes, I there was one change I referenced in, I don't have it in front of me, but one change I referenced in the email, and you're nodding, so thank you that you saw that about... yeah, sure.
And I saw that too, and so... I think that you have it. We're in no hurry, but well, if that could be added to the minutes, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. The ayes have it. We'll add that for Mr. Money's request to the minutes. Mr. Jungman?
Yes. My main thing that I want to make sure everybody understood that we were voting for the map, the new map, the Democratic map.
In-district map.
You're right. And, I wanted everybody to understand that we were voting for it because we felt like it's a thing to do at this present time. We want to try to get along. We want fair and free elections in Jackson County, as everywhere in the United States. And so we feel like it's time to try to get along, to compromise. And that's why I want to make sure that's in the record.
And let me just clarify what I think your motion is, Mr. Jungman. Yesterday in the meeting before we voted for the final map that passed, you addressed the committee and said that one of your main concerns of voting for this map is the compromise and for us to get along. You thought it was a good map, but it could have been better, but you felt in the best interest of this committee and the show of bipartisanship, that was what was one of your main concerns. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Okay.
And if that can be included in the minutes, I'll take a second on that motion, please.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? Okay, so if that... with my restatement. Thank you. It's better. Mr. Jungman's statement be added to the minutes. Thank you very much. Any other additions, corrections, or discussion of the minutes? I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes with those corrections, please.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, those are the minutes have passed. The approval of the minutes have passed. Let's move into new business. Is there a way, my friends in the county, for us to post the map that we passed in district maps yesterday while we proceed with this meeting? Okay. I want to thank my committee members for coming down here in a terrible snow day. It was not too bad getting down, but it could have been better. We could have pushed this meeting off to next week. I think that we've all been dedicated to get this done in a timely manner. And I know, especially us out east people, Ruth and Paul and I, had quite a trek to get down there. But so I really appreciate doing that. I appreciate the county staff for hosting this. I told you guys that I was going to get donuts, and I sent an email saying I was getting donuts. They said, don't get donuts. We already have donuts. So again, the county staff continues to be very professional in helping us and being a great resource. Anyone that's watching on Zoom, and for the committee members and anyone in the audience, up on the projected screen is the in-district, is an at-large map. I wanted just to have, if we can, that's okay. Kind of want to review what we did yesterday for anyone on Zoom. These maps will be posted on the county website under the reapportionment committee section to show what we did pass yesterday. And we're going to be discussing the at-large maps in a minute. Okay. That's okay. If anyone in the audience would like a paper copy of the map, I do have these that were printed off of the in district that we passed yesterday, and I believe they're the one we're going to look at today. There we go. So anyone watching on Zoom, that is the map, the in district map that this committee passed yesterday. We weren't able to put it up yesterday, but it will again be something that you'll be able to find on the county website under the county reapportionment committee. Under the charter, this committee prepares reports with the maps, and we supply them or present them to the county executive's office, the clerk of the legislature, the Kansas City Board of Election Commissioners, and the Jackson County Board of Election Commissioners for them to proceed in entering these new boundaries as the election for these seats. Okay, so moving forward, let me bring up a motion on the at-large map. I'm going to make a motion that we review and discuss and vote on this at-large map that's titled Map At-Large 02-17-2022. And that's my motion. I'll take a second that we bring it up, not the vote, but we bring up and discuss that. And if we can get that on the screen, that'd be great.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor of us bringing up that map and discussing it, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? The ayes have it. So the map is in front of us for review. I'll start us off. The at-large districts of the county legislature are, of course, different than in-district. And each one of these members that runs at-large for these at-large districts must reside in one of the districts, either 1, 2, or 3, but they run countywide. So the districts themselves are more of a residency issue than they are a coverage issue. So when we talk about boundaries in these, for example, if District 2 goes this way or District 1 goes that way, it's not really picking up any other voters. It's not picking up any partisan issues. It's not doing anything else, because a District 1 person at large must live in District 1, but is also running, and people are voting for that person from District 2 and District 3. So we did a lot of the hard work yesterday with the in districts. This one is basically was trying to follow some of the other borders, but basically to get us to where we have equal representation of all three districts. And as it exists now, we can see it on our computer programs, but we can't see it in front of us. But I've given you a copy of that. The population in each district of District 1 is 239,083. District 2 consists of 239,73. And District 3 consists of 239,48. So we're within 10, 20 residents with each one. And I don't know how you get any closer than that. And our charge and our duty before us is to construct equal districts. And I don't know how you get better than that. I know my colleagues on the committee, our people at the county, this software we use is really amazing. But when you click on another block and add it, it takes residents away from one and adds that, and then trying to add it back is really difficult. So I think we've got a pretty good map. Well, I got a real good map as far as equal representation of the three at-large districts. And I'd open up for other discussion.
I would just agree with Mr. Lovato that equality of the numbers. He and I talked, or I had talked about possibly moving a portion of it to on the north over to the Independence City line and pulling it back on the bottom to the Raytown City line. You can't see those here, but they're there. Decided in the end, it's honestly the most important thing is the numbers, and I'm happy with the map.
Any other further discussion? Seeing none, let's take a vote on this. So before you now is the vote to select the map titled Map at Large 02-17-2022 by this committee to become the district boundaries for the at-large members of the Jackson County Legislature. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Did I hear an aye from you, Bobby? I think I did.
Yes.
Okay. All those against, no. The ayes have it. That will be the adopted map that we will put it in our report. It also will be presented, or excuse me, published on the Jackson County page under the reapportionment committee. The also in front of everyone, you should have a blue packet that consists of a couple things. It consists of a map, a couple maps, and it has the a reapportionment committee certification of adoption that has spots for all of our signatures. Under the charter, we must present our report to the agencies and must be signed by two members of each party. You guys might not have that. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay. That's something we have to sign for that. And what I'd like to do is before we adjourn, for us to step down here all in front here and sign that, let's get a picture too. Let me go back to our in-district, our at-large map, and let me do a roll call just because I heard Bobby and all the ayes have it and no. So let me do a roll call. Let me back up. I apologize. Let's back up to our vote on the at-large map, and I'm going to just do a roll call vote if we can. Bobby, you're first to vote. Yes. We're going to talk about this map that we just voted for, but I'm going to get a roll call vote. You hear me?
Barely. What did you say again?
I called for a voice vote, and I think it's more appropriate probably for the record that we just go through and get a roll call vote. So
okay.
So in favor of the at-large map, Bobby Hernandez?
Yes.
Shalon Kiki Curls?
Aye.
Paul Jungman?
Aye.
Ralph Munyon?
Yes.
Ruth Perch?
Yes.
Phil Lavota? Yes. The ayes have it, and that will pass again. Thank you for that. Just a little housekeeping to make sure we have that. Let's do this. Let's get down here and sign this. If I can, everybody come forward here, and we'll sign off on this. Bobby, we're going to get this to you for you to sign. We'll get it to you in person for you to get your signature, okay?
Okay, thank you. And then I guess we'll get everybody together. You guys want to hold what you signed or not?
Okay, but this is the Oprah camera, right?
All of it.
I'll find out later. I know how to find you all, but you didn't. Oh, you're the professional.
Yes.
Look, this is a good one. He's got the king.
I'm always wanting to pose again.
Is the business concluded?
Not yet, buddy.
Okay.
Take a picture of the Zoom thing, of Bobby.
Maybe we can get together later, Bobby. How about that? Sunshine.
Madam Clerk of the Legislature, I see you in here. So I have a reapportionment committee thing that has, it has your signature on it. What do I need to do? Is this just a copy for me to have? Is this just?
No, she needs to sign it.
Gotcha. Okay, so this is just something that's going to go with the report. You're going to sign that you got it. Perfect. Don't show up at the meeting and think I'm not going to talk to you.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
If I could, Caleb Clifford from the County Administration. If I could request that the committee pass or make a motion and approve something that authorizes staff to generate such reports that are necessary for the county clerk and for the Board of Elections to generate the maps consistent with what you all have already approved. There are a couple of different programs I think that we can hit print on that would assist the clerk and others.
Thank you. Under the county charter, this committee is, the language is that this committee shall present a report and submit it to that. Well, we don't know what report we're doing. So I will entertain a motion from the committee that we ask the county to facilitate preparing that report and preparing anything that needs to go to these election authorities about our map, because we have it on paper. I think that the county will be able to help us in that report, supply the actual software that's going to go from block to block and be able to do it. Our, of course, our maps that we show you aren't going to do that. So can I get a second on that to allow the county executive office to help us prepare the report and prepare anything electronically to make sure these maps get to the election authorities perfectly.
I'll second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. So that being done, you guys help us with those reports are like. Just a comment that in looking at what we do with the reports, it was shared with me of reviewing what other committees like this have done in the past. And I'm paraphrasing, but one time this committee, not us, but people like us met, and they were so gridlocked, they ran out of time, they had to reappoint, they reappointed three, didn't reappoint the other three. There were allegations that other elected officials were involved themselves too much and putting pressure on the committee, which was failing and not producing a new map. There was even a motion filed with the circuit clerk from this committee based on issues like that. I just say that again to commend my colleagues on how this process has worked and how the professionalism we've shown in doing that, because it's not an easy process. And in the past, I don't remember it ever being an easy process because the committee members had so many outside influences that they were listening to, not good outside influences. And so again, I just want to say that before we break too. Also, I would be remiss if I didn't comment on the resource the county executive office have given us. The only word that keeps coming to my mind is professionalism. There has been not one thing they haven't done and haven't done quickly and professionally. And folks, this isn't the way Jackson County government used to run. This is a guy who's worked in this building for 10 years. So I really appreciate everyone involved with the county executive's office, and Chief Staff Miriam and Sean. I thank you guys all for what you've done. And I think I speak for my colleagues up here. You know, when you ask citizens to serve on a board like this or a committee like this, a government, it's quite an ask. For us to come in and take on this role, which is very important, it's a mighty task without any extra staff. And it's not something that the county executive office is required to do under the law, but you being there for us whenever we needed something, the resources have been amazing. And I really appreciate it. And I think I speak for my colleagues up here, too. That's kind of my spiel too. I'd like to ask any of my fellow committee members that's our unfinished business and then to announcements now. If anyone has any final comments, this will be the last meeting of this committee. This will terminate our duty to the county. So I would ask anyone if you have any comments before we close. Mr. Co-Chair.
The only comments I would have is to reiterate what I said yesterday about the county and their professionalism, and affirm what Mr. Lilly said, and also affirm what I said yesterday about in my statement yesterday that Mr. Lavota has led meetings that have been I said with grace and professionalism, and I think that's exactly right. So I think everybody at all times felt like, you know, these meetings are being run in a fair manner. And yeah, we talked a lot about behind the scenes and things, but nobody ever felt like there was railroading going on. Certainly in a public, really anywhere, of course, but certainly not in the public meetings. They were just really run well, Mr. Lavota. So thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Mr. Co-Chair. Mr. Gentleman?
I just would like to say that this committee is proof that things can work and work together for the good of the people. And I just want people to understand that we don't have to fight with each other. We don't have to argue with each other. We can actually work together and get things accomplished. Nobody's ever going to get everything that they want, but we can all work together to get to where we belong.
Thank you, sir. Ms. Birch?
I want to thank Ralph for making the recommendation early on that we have co-chairs, and I think that really worked well. We all felt equal being represented.
I certainly agree with that. That's a very good thing to do. Sarah Curls?
Thank you. Well, it's certainly been my pleasure to serve on this committee. I will say that I have respected and appreciated the fact that we have had a good working relationship. You know, as many of you know, I've been in Jeff City for a long time and they have their own fight going on right now, which makes me even more appreciative of the process that we've had here on this committee. So thank you all. It was great meeting you guys. It's good to see you guys in person now as well. So thank you. Thank you. And I appreciate the co-chairs and the working relationship, obviously, that you guys have had through this process as well.
Thank you very much. Mr. Hernandez?
Yes.
Any final comments?
I'd just like to thank the board that I served on to recognize that there are problems with our community and try to rectify those with the districts that we designed so we can hopefully get better participation from minorities and working class people in the county. I want to thank them for their consideration and their help.
Thank you, sir. We really appreciate that. Before we close, let me just say that the committee members, if there's any sort of housekeeping things we need to do, if there's a signature we need, we'll be in contact. Sometimes when you're working some of this magnitude, if you hear from us, if they're going to contact us as co-chairs or something, we might have to address. I don't know that we will, but just be available for that. And again, I thank you, and I really appreciate it. It was a great service, and I've made some great new friends on this committee, too. With that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
And seconded.
All those in favor of adjourning from the final meeting of the Jackson County Reapportionment Committee, say aye.
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 The ayes have it. We are adjourned.